Welcome back to the Real Madrid podcast. And the season closed then with that 12th defeat, and as the team were booed and whistled from the field, and Zidane left looking as beleaguered as each of his predecessors this season, perhaps even wondering whether or not he'd made the right decision to return to the club. And maybe there are a few also on hearing that Max Allegri is leaving Juventus, they're perhaps wondering themselves whether or not it might have been just a bit too hasty to repatriate Zidane so soon. Of course, Zidane on a return to Juventus, remember where he played from 96 to 2001, was a rumour that had been doing the rounds for most of this season, right up until the time that he was actually unveiled again in Madrid in March. Now, the first business of the summer has been concluded. Toni Kroos has extended his contract by a year up until 2023, by which time he'll be 33 years of age. His season, like most, has been pretty poor, and there have been suggestions that he was to be moved on this summer. Monday also began with Europe's Super Elite pouring over every word spoken by Kylian Mbappe as he swept up all the awards in Paris last night. The fact that he said that his career is at a turning point was seen by most as the green light for the few that can afford him to start readying their offers. If it isn't this summer, then it will almost certainly be next season when he moves on from PSG. As for a move to Madrid, well, you might recall that he's already spoken about Zidane being one of his idols. And a galactic signing is possibly what they're going to need for next season as well to start to get the Bernabeu full again. Madrid averaged just 58,571 fans this season. It is the worst set of attendance figures for the last decade. Four times this season, the attendance did not hit 50,000. Only against Barcelona did it go past 80. Overall, the crowds this season were down 8,000 from the previous season. Now, it's not been all doom and gloom for the Real Madrid players, because on the same night that Mbappe swept all the awards in France, Karim Benzema picked up an award as the best French-based player playing outside of France, beating the likes of N'Golo Kanté and Antoine Griezmann. Now, it is pretty much open season as far as names being linked with the club are concerned, and whilst Pogba and Eriksen deals are stalled and there's no news on Hazard, Giovanni Lo Celso's name is again rising to prominence. The Argentine international, who moved from PSG this year, cost just €25 million, is returned 9 goals and 4 assists in 32. He's been the standout performer this season for Betis. Four times he has been voted man of the match, more than any other player in the squad. If Madrid do want to launch a bid, it's expected to take around €80 million to secure him. Now, James Rodriguez signed off his time in Munich with a Bundesliga triumph, but there will be no return to the Allianz Arena next season. It is now up to the player and Madrid to decide on what's next for him, with PSG, Atletico, Juventus and Arsenal all still interested. The only caveat, as far as the player is concerned, is that he will not go to a club that is not involved in Champions League. And staying with Bayern Munich, Robert Lewandowski is believed to be testing the water with Bayern officials this week, with the potential of moving to Spain this summer. 128 goals in 159 games. It's been an incredible time at Bayern Munich, including 22 goals and 7 assists this season. The player, who will be 31 this August, knows realistically if he can't persuade Bayern to sell this summer, then the dream of a move to Spain will be over. His contract runs at Bayern Munich until 2021. Now, as that final whistle blew on this dire season at Real Madrid, the guessing games began as to which names are on the list of those about to exit. Now, the general view across the medias today: Isco, Vasquez, Casemiro, Bale, Vallejo, Reguilón, Mariano, Ceballos, Llorente, as well as Theo Hernandez, James Rodriguez, Kovacevic, Martin Odegaard, despite the fact that he's had another very good season in Netherlands, Oscar Rodriguez, Raul de Tomás. Do not expect to see any of these players close to a Real Madrid shirt next season. Although, of course, in Gareth Bale's case, you can never say never as he prepares to dig his heels in again for a long summer. Bale had plenty of sympathisers, by the way, after Zidane failed to give him any game time in what was his potentially last game. And regardless, it's sort of whether or not he fits into his long-term plans after helping to deliver for the club over a spectacularly successful six seasons, it was deemed a bit petty of Zidane to actually deny him a chance of saying farewell. There were others, though, of course, that did highlight that it saved him from any more savaging from the fans in the ground. Remember, Zidane as well did say not long back that after all that he's done for the club, the fans should treat him with a bit more respect and maybe not whistle him every time he came close to touching the ball. Now, you might have seen as well, there are reports in some quarters of the media suggesting that Madrid were going to let Gareth Bale go for free this summer just to actually get rid of him. The club, though, has rubbished any suggestions that that will happen. And other rumours have suggested that Bale has told his teammates that he's happy to sit out the remaining 2 years of his deal and simply play golf, and they can continue to pay him his $15 million in wages per season. All set then for what's going to be a long, drawn-out summer of rumour and speculation. We'll attempt to keep you up to date with everything that happens throughout the course of the summer. In the meantime, if you want to look back over the course of this season and remember it's been just 12 months since that Champions League victory, then you can access the entire season's news via the website at realmadridpodcast.com, or you can go to Stitcher, you can go to iTunes, you can go to Spotify. All of the previous episodes are there as well. We will be back later on in the week with an update. Until then, from me, Tim Capel, it's bye-bye.